Question 3. Some songwriters flout customary principles, and this itself can become a memory aid. When Paul McCartney sings, "Hey Jude, don't make it bad, take it sad song," each word falls right on a melody note in perfect time, just as you would expect. But on the final line of that first verse, he makes a mistake, one that sounds odd, singing, "and make it better-er-er," stretching the sound syllable of the word better out over four notes. On first listening, it is jarring, but we remember it for its distinctiveness. Even if you forget the word better, you can recreate the word just by remembering that there was something funny going on there. A two-syllable word stretched out to four syllables. Given the semantic constraints of the text before, there just aren't that many words that can fit in that final slot. Paul uses the same technique later in the song, of course, stretching out the word "begin" to three syllables.